you know, you've got, they only know, you can only deal with using fear and violence. See, we have a mentality which is being promoted by this administration that somehow violence can achieve an end that statecraft cannot. And that is a theology of despair.
Yes.
It is a type of hopelessness which locks us in to self-fulfilling prophecies of war and destruction. And I think the American people are ready for something more uplifting. They're ready for something more hopeful. And for that reason, I would go to the United Nations with a resolution that would turn over to the United Nations on an interim basis the handling of the oil assets of Iraq on behalf of the Iraqi people. The UN would handle the oil assets. The UN would handle the contracts. No more Halliburton deals. No more corrupt war profiteering. The United States would set aside any desire for privatization of the Iraq economy. That, by the way, is that privatization plan that Paul Bremer talked about in mid-September is actually a violation of the Geneva and the Hague Convention. We have no right to invade another nation and chop it up and sell it to the highest or lowest bidders. And so we would set aside those plans. The U.S. would also turn over to the U.N. the cause of developing governance in Iraq. The Iraqi people are not going to permit Washington, D.C. to run Baghdad by remote control, and they are going to insist on a right to control their own affairs, as they should. And so we are at a moment in our history where we can take a new direction. There's no reason why the United States needs to have a continuous occupation of Iraq. We can submit a plan to the United Nations that would make the concessions that I've outlined and would include the United States taking the responsibility for everything that we blew up, we should pay for. Yeah. Would take the responsibility for providing reparations to the innocent victims, to their families. Would take responsibility for helping to fund a United Nations participation in Iraq. See, don't let anyone tell you that we don't have any other way, that there's no other course of action, that we have to, quote, stay the course, unquote, that our national pride and our honor is at risk and therefore we must stay there. Don't let anyone tell you that, because the truth of the matter is that America went into war against Iraq based on lies. And if it was wrong to go in, it's wrong to stay in.
Amen.
Now, tomorrow night there will be a presidential debate in New Hampshire. And I intend to, as I did at the last presidential debate, to keep bringing up this issue about the occupation. I am not going to let this go. I'm going to drive this home from here all the way to the convention. We're going to end this occupation. We're going to reclaim America's moral authority in the world. We're going to reclaim the truth. We're going to reclaim the truth. This is a moment when America has a chance to rejoin the world community. And we must do that. Strategies of preemption and unilateralism are not worthy of a nation which calls itself a democracy. And it's not worthy of a nation whose people are generally optimistic and hopeful. We are faced with an administration that has been generating fear across this country. And it's the fear that's locking us into a kind of paralysis of our public dialogue. It is fear which is causing us to believe there are no other options. It is fear which locks us on a path of aggression towards other countries. It's fear which has caused the American people to have to suffer the Patriot Act. It is fear which has caused people to feel that their economic future isn't going to be secure. There's a lot of fear out there today. But my candidacy, our campaign, is about the end of fear, it's about the beginning of hope, and with your help, we're on our way to creating a whole new way for America in this country and around the world. Thank you very much.